Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Thackeray Bradshaw.
And I'm Jared Freed.
And I forgot that the show was going to be 3 hours last night.
I remembered like an hour before and I was like, God fucking damn it. Here's my question. Would you rather have 1 3-hour episode or 2 2-hour?
Ooh.
I almost feel like the 2 2-hours is easier to get through.
I kind of agree with that.
I don't know what they would put. There was a 5-minute part of this episode where Wells goes, "Let me introduce you to the new host," and then they brought them down the beach and it was him. And it, like, why'd we do that? We didn't. That could have been. There's 5 minutes I can chuck right there. Hey, I'm the host this week. That's all he had to say.
Yeah. My live stream kept freezing, so I was like, wait, who is the host?
Right.
They said when are they going to show who the host is? And I was like, wait, did he literally just announce himself?
Yeah.
It froze at that part, and then also when something happened with Natasha. So I don't know what happened to Natasha.
I mean, she might have left the show at one point without even announcing it. Like, she just kind of disappeared after...
Apparently she was sick, and that's why she didn't go to prom.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, my girlfriend from out of town couldn't come in.
Yeah. Yeah, her flight was canceled because she she got strep throat from her softball game.
Let's get into it. Let's start this up. We don't want to waste time like we're producers at ABC.
Well, we have a new host of next season of The Bachelor, Jesse Palmer.
Why?
I can tell you why. It's the safest move they can make. It's younger Chris Harrison.
But I'm like, wouldn't Wells be an easier like move? I don't know. It's bizarre. I'm like, who is this man?
So I actually saw Jesse Palmer walking on the West Side Highway 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he probably just got a high rise on the Upper West Side.
Absolutely.
With his new bachelor money.
Cashing in. He's an NFL quarterback, former bachelor. Former bachelor who has kept his distance from the show.
Exactly.
He's more an employee of ABC than he is The Bachelor. So this is kind of, you know, I think this is kind of my like look at it is like he's an ABC guy. He's also a Mike Fleiss guy. He hosted The Proposal. He's also hosted their new surfing show that I don't get.
Oh.
Yeah, they're getting them ready.
It was the whole like audition or like sort of setup for Jesse Palmer was the surfing
It's the same reason last night was 3 hours. This is a cash cow. They're not going to take any risks. They're going to let this cow keep milk. They're going to keep milking this cow until it runs dry, which it will. We'll be... You know, 10 years from now, we're not going to be doing the Bachelor podcast. It's just, that's the reality. There'll be a new show.
Let's hope so.
But there'll be a new show. There'll be a new, there'll be a new us talking about another show that makes more sense for that generation. But this is safety. This is, let's keep cashing in the checks. And they know Jesse Palmer's just younger Chris Harrison. That's really what it is.
I just feel like it's like, as much as Mike Fleiss is on Twitter, it's like they don't look at Twitter and at all to see like what the people actually want. Like every other tweet is Wells for host, Wells for host. It's like, has no one seen this?
But I feel like their bread and butter is probably people that aren't even tweeting, honestly. It's like Midwestern yeah. families and you know, we always forget. It's always how I'm like, how is The Big Bang Theory the number one show in the world? Or like, how is The Conners right. the number one show on television?
Because
we forget about a wide part of the country a lot of the time.
You're
how
right.
did Trump become president? Like, it's just proven time and time again.
Twitter, I mean, how many times have you... I don't, you know, people who are angry on Twitter, I mean, that's not... even a reliable source. They're angry about everything. There's only, you can only react in extremes. It's love
yeah.
or hate on Twitter. You know, the people, just like you're saying, the Conners, Big Bang Theory, who's watching this stuff?
And American Idol, things like
yeah,
like
American
that.
Idol. How is that still on TV? I'm gagged.
The number one reality show on like a cable network is 90 Day Fiancé.
Well,
10% of the Twitter people create 80% of the tweets. I'm looking at that right now. So it's like, yeah, the loudest assholes create Twitter. And, you know, like, I mean, I get it why they would have Jesse Palmer. It's like, I just think it just shows you, like, this show's a dying star that I, like, I enjoy the show, but they rarely treat the audience like adults. Like,
yeah.
This episode being 3 hours is not treating us like adults. They could have made it 2 hours, gone to the season like that. This shouldn't feel like we have to endure a 3 hour. And we're the three biggest fans. We enjoy the show.
Yeah.
You know, so we love the show. And we're sitting here being like, don't, you know, we know what you're doing. We know you're running out the clock, so to speak. And you know, that's Jesse Palmer's the same type of thing. It's like, we're not going to be inventive. We're not going to create different. Like, last night, the best part of the show was the newest part, and that was the prom.
Yeah, that was fun.
The prom was fun. Like, I like the cover band. A Mexican cover band? Like, that's so much fun. That's so great.
Singing
like,
Almost Paradise.
Yeah.
That was the most insane shit.
I loved every second of the prom, and I loved how it did play out like an 80s movie. Like, they had, like, shots of Chelsea watching
it
Aaron.
Really did.
It really did, and it was, like, it was the only part of the show that put a legit smile on my face, and it was the most inventive part. But, again, this show is never going to be inventive, probably because of the 10% that get angry, that create 80% of the noise, and, you know, people like... You know, people like their worn-in comforter and their old sweatshirt because it's reliable.
You're right. Fuck.
But welcome to the show, Jesse Palmer. Like Jesse Palmer. Like I'm sorry to keep going on about this, but like Survivor evolves. Like Jeff Probst has his hands in the mud asking questions. Like I want a host that would like do that. That would be like that would challenge these people. Like. What happened with Wells and Ivan last night was like kind of interesting, but Wells could have gone deeper. He didn't.
Yeah.
Wells was acting like a disappointed, like frat brother.
Yeah.
Like he was like, I'm going to act disappointed because I know I'm supposed to, but I actually do not care.
Yeah. Wells married rich enough to judge them.
I actually random fun fact about Jesse Palmer. Mm.
Did you see him at GovBall?
I think it was like
you had face paint on.
I think it was like 4 years ago. It was like right when I first started working at Betches. I actually matched with Jesse Palmer on Raya.
Oh,
what
wow.
could have been?
Yeah, could have been.
You could have been the queen of the Bachelor.
You could have been, yeah, the first lady.
Imagine.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's do this.
All right, yeah.
Here's the other thing about Jesse Palmer. When I saw him walking, the one noticeable thing was, guy is a wide dude. I was actually happy. Bigger guy than I assumed. He's going to look like...
Huge.
He was like huge. He was wide. I was like, oh, man, he's got some hips. So I was happy about that.
Some birthing
hips. Yeah, curvy dude, yeah.
All right. First, Ivan proves that someone on planet Earth can be worse at lying than Brendan.
Next, Anna joins the party right before it's about to end.
Ed shows that sometimes even knights in shining armor get Botox. Hi, Ed. He's definitely listening.
No. Natasha somehow fucked over yet again.
And finally, prom quickly turns into an episode of The Twilight Zone.
This episode last night was wild. But I think for naming the episode, I said Trust No Fuckboy.
I had a hard time coming up with a name and settled on American Horror Story Season 11, Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor.
I called it a three-hour chore.
When I read that as like a three-hour chore.
Yeah, exactly.
You sang it.
It was going to be three-hour bore, but a three-hour chore. Like there were moments, but it definitely felt like a chore. Towards the end, I was like, okay, come on. Let's get
going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so before prom, we have the Aaron and Ivan fight over Chelsea, which was
kind of heated.
Boiling points are high.
Also erotic. Like, Whitey kept mentioning his lip quivering, and they were like literally like he's like they're like literally face to face.
Aaron says and does a lot of gay stuff. Like,
I love it.
Like, me too. But I'm always like, what the fuck? Like, are you trying to gay bait right now?
That's what the fight was about. He was gay baiting.
Yeah. The fight was about you, Chris.
Oh my God. Boys, don't fight over me.
Chris woke up in the middle of the night imagining it was about him.
I fell asleep during the episode and woke back up and was dreaming it was about me. But I did feel like Chelsea was kind of like, boys, don't fight over me.
She was like, wait, there's two guys fighting over me?
It was so funny. Yeah. Chelsea was fantastic. Where was she? Also, like, literally.
I know.
Like Tammy has to go 7 feet away from Aaron to make out in front of him. And a whole, like, brawl happens. And Chelsea's like, oh, what's happening? Like, where was she?
What? Where?
They literally were like, where's Chelsea? And they were like, I don't know. Whose side were you guys on?
Honestly.
Before we knew about Ivan's discretions.
I was team Ivan. And I think this is like where, you know, Aaron kind of gets where I would like apologize to Aaron is... The way he comes at people, it's like a bad look on a thing that he's trying to say that is actually true. Like, because he's so angry and demonstrative, it actually, like, ruins his case a lot of times. And that's kind of what happened here. Like, where
he comes
on so strong. Because he's been right about the character profiles of everyone he's assessed.
Yeah. Aaron's undefeated right now.
Yeah. Aaron has been totally right. So it's like a redemption story for him, but it shows you how much the packaging matters. Like when you're trying to make your point,
the delivery was definitely off. And it turns me off. Cause then I'm like on the side of Ivan where it's like, well, I mean, whatever.
I felt bad for Aaron because I felt like you could see him struggling to communicate how he wanted to. And it was very frustrated looking.
It was like a toddler who didn't know the words to explain what they were feeling. Like, and him and James like discussing it, like, you know, James even is like sitting there because like, Ivan knew what he was doing. Ivan was like, I'm going to take the moral high ground of like, she pulled me. So now you can't really say anything because this lives in the land of the game. And that one lie, even James is like, hey, man, this is the game. I'm going to be on your side no matter what because you're my friend. But like, and that's when Aaron like kind of pulls back and you kind of saw Aaron be like, you saw the rational side. He's like, I guess I should go. Like, you know, what am I even doing here? Which was. Like it made me like Aaron more.
Yeah,
he kind of like backed out a little bit. I don't know what James does to him, but James can talk that guy down. I mean, they even said they were like, I mean, Aaron spends most of his time talking to James.
The whole end after the like during the credits, they were just showing him and James like complimenting each other back and forth.
But this was even before the lie got revealed. Like. he's like, okay, I submit to the game, you know, like, and then when Chelsea comes in and is like, no, he pulled me over. You just see Aaron like turning into the Incredible Hulk again. Like you could see him like changing green, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And nobody apologizes.
Nobody apologized to him.
He literally made the face of the meme guy when they when Chelsea said right. Of the blinking white guy when he's like, no, Aaron or Ivan pulled Chelsea over, and he's like, what?
And then
he literally
then,
started to turn green.
You're right.
When Chelsea was talking to Ivan about it, she was like, no, you pulled me. And Ivan was like, what's that? And leans down so she can whisper it again, which is such a fucking lying tactic because it's like buying yourself 4 seconds to try to come up with something.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, they go to the rose ceremony and, you know, Ivan's pulled again. And, you know, we kind of referenced this last week where we're like, maybe Chris, we thought that I think you said that maybe Ivan and Chelsea hooked up back at the hotel during the storm. Like that was what we assumed.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then we find out it wasn't later. Oops.
So imagine then it gets revealed that Ivan found this woman, Alexa, who hasn't even been on the show. So I'm assuming they're not given their phones back when they go to the hotel and he just like sees her on a cast list. Is that kind of how he explained it?
He sees her on a producer's phone. The phone was open.
He knew she was there, obviously. Yeah. Because
the producer, yeah.
He knew she was there. He knew she was in the hotel. And then he tried to find her in the hotel.
I mean,
because Ivan's been buying his time. That's why he was telling Chelsea, you know, he's just buying his time until Alexa comes.
It's mm-hmm. so funny that he's like, I mean, not just a liar, but a big fat fucking liar. I mean, like,
yeah.
Big fat liar.
He hooked up with someone literally hours before. And imagine being Alexa. You've been waiting there for a month in a hotel room to go on this beach.
Locked away.
And they're like, hey, you know that like makeout you got with Ivan who you met 7 minutes ago? Yeah, that's the reason you're never going on this show. Like, can you imagine?
I would be
surprised. But also, he's like, we just talked on the balcony. Like, shut the fuck up.
You didn't go through a producer's phone. You didn't go through a producer's phone just to go talk on the balcony.
Yeah, dude. How come you smell like nickels right now? You know, like.
Also, like, not for nothing, but Noah really didn't rat him out.
Noah, I want Noah on my side for everything. He was like, I don't know, man.
The worst liar ever. He knew the minute. I mean, he's like, I don't know.
But that's the best part. That's the best part is that he knew everything. And still and was like clearly lying about it. And I think he knew that everybody knew he was lying about it, but he still didn't say anything. He didn't confess being like, okay, yeah, you're right. He was like, nope, I don't know.
He had the face of like, obviously he's caught and he's going to get in trouble. So I don't have to like reveal the secret. It's about to be revealed. He had the face of somebody that's like, it's about to be so like crazy up in here. Like that was the vibe.
Yeah, he knew the storm was coming again. He's like, oh, the hurricane's gonna take a Yui back to this beach right now.
Literally. That was tough.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious-smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Chirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Chirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Then we have whatever, the rose ceremony, then the next day.
Well, I guess the rose ceremony, the two, like, will they, won't they, is Natasha choosing Ed over Dr. Yeah. Joe, which we kind of assumed. And then Tia choosing James over Blake, which I thought was actually interesting. Like, it just shows you how much people like James on this beach, because Tia... Like, for Tia to say, he doesn't make my vagina dance, but I'll have him stick around because he tried, is like, okay. You know, like, I don't...
But, like, I think it was more a fuck you to Blake because they had gotten in that fight.
Yeah, okay. That, I mean, that makes sense to me, but I guess it shows you... She's like, I don't see a legitimate future with Blake, so I'd rather keep the guy I like as maybe a friend here.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But then she was so... She was so mad when James went on the date with Anna.
Yeah, I think I think she was mad mainly because it's just like, even though it's like the guy that you kind of turn down, but he goes on a date with another girl and you're kind of like feeling some type of way, even though you already turned him down.
Yeah. It rings very female to me to be just, you're just mad that like love is out there and it's not yours.
Like, just because I didn't like you,
yeah,
means you can go and date someone else.
If I'm not happy, nobody's happy.
Like, no one. No.
And then, so.
But.
Kenny and Mari.
What in the instability? I'm so, like, not surprised that Kenny started doing this, but it felt like one of those things where it's like, he did it just because things were going too well. I feel like he thought things were going too well, and he's like, fuck, if I don't like mess this up a little bit. Or I think he was like craving some sort of drama.
Well, I mean, Kenny has to go home to a different life than he came to the beach with. Like, you're a 40-year-old man who admittedly said last episode that the last person he's only said I love you to his dog. So... I mean, like the idea that like this is just an easy transition for him is like like the idea that Mari's like, I don't get it. Like, aren't you like, why is he getting weird? Well, maybe because he's about to be, you know, in a like a monogamous relationship and maybe getting married soon, as opposed to being a boy band manager with star tattoos all over his body.
All over his body. What is up with that? Like, they're everywhere. Like,
I don't.
It's time. To
Kenny
start.
Has an interesting 20s. I would love to see a Kenny in his 20s.
Hit me with the star tattoos right behind my ears, bro.
He looks
every party drug ever is his 20s.
Yeah, and monster truck rallies.
I can understand why he's being this way. Like, I'm like. Like, the idea that he's just going to go to this domestic lifestyle with Mari in Chicago is, like, actually insane to me.
I think Mari kind of acted like she knew it was going to happen. Like, when he was saying it to her, she was just like, yeah, like, I knew this was... that you. It was too good to be true when you said you were falling in love with me. Like, I knew there was going to be some... blowback.
But what was it? Was his complaint that there's no passion? Is that what he's saying? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which,
but it's like,
in his defense, I'm like, I get it because there is none. Like, when I watch
I kind of think there is, right? Like, I thought they had something going on, at least from, you know, TV. And
I mean, again, like this, it's not even like their relationship. I to me, like, it's more like Kenny's used to the passion of, you know, Demi showing up and him having her as an option.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it's more of like it's a him thing. Like the idea that she's not giving him enough, like, no, she's giving him like, I'm me and let's be in a relationship. Let's figure this out. And Tim, I think that like when you're that age and still just like, you know, getting naked on a beach in Mexico, like, I don't think it's a tough transition.
Well, and then Anna asks him on that date, but when he said, when Anna asks him out, he was like, no, I don't think he told her from the beginning that he was like, yeah, Mari and I have been pretty much solid from the beginning. And I'm like, before, after you into the boom, boom room with Demi, I'm puzzled.
What's the beginning?
Yeah. Yeah. Last week?
Since the storm last night. But I mean, he turns down the date. Pretty solid.
Pretty solid. And then I tried to break up with her like 15 minutes ago, but we're good.
Yeah.
Anna coming in, that was a surprise. I wasn't expecting her.
Really? I was not expecting her either.
There's been a little bit of, I got a little bit of feedback that like people were like, she didn't deserve to come here because of what she did. I love how she I love how she has painted the picture of her trip on The Bachelor. She's like, you know, I was drama and I made weird faces. It's like, no, you kind of like called someone a sex worker and maybe ruined their life. Like,
yeah, that's and a little different.
Yeah.
She was like, I've been going to therapy, so like, I'm ready.
I mean, that is whatever. The Bachelor honestly move. Listen, every Bachelor, their escape hatch is mental health. Yes. Ivan tried to do it. She's just like, therapy. And we're all supposed to be like, okay. Ivan's like, you know, I'm feeling alone and I just don't know what to do. And I was having a low moment. It's like, dude, you wanted to bang.
Oh, Ivan also said, Ivan was like, you know, love makes you do crazy things. And I was like, who do you love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alexa?
Because you have been
what with do you mean?
Three different girls in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's this Bachelor in Paradise is really unveiling the good guys to be not what they were on their seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the biggest thing about, for me, about Ivan is that I remember him on Tayshia's season and he was like this quiet, you know, kind of like angel of
didn't
a
they,
human.
Didn't they break up because she wasn't as religious as he was?
It was, I think they had like different religions.
Oh.
Because Tayshia's religious and I think he is too, but I think it's, I can't remember, but it's, they have different religions, but he has completely done like a 180 personality wise on TV. And he's turned into this like fuckboy.
I
completely.
Brendan, you're right. I to me, it's like it just shows that like it's all situational. Like the idea that like Aaron is a better guy than Ivan. Like in this situation, like you know everyone. It's like when someone.
Well,
gets
Aaron
passed,
does some fucked up shit at the end too. So
totally, like it's like everyone's. Like it's like, yeah, my boyfriend's perfect. Yeah, to you. You know, like there was someone else that he wasn't as into, but was attracted to and went on some dates with and hooked up and didn't really end it right with. You know, like the idea that there's these like anyone's perfect is crazy. You know, it's situational.
Yeah.
No one's ever really that. That was a quote from Loki for all you Loki fans out there.
I'm with you.
And then, okay, so the date with James and Anna, what the fuck? Who has the food kink over at ABC? Because why is every date just getting covered in random food? It's so weird.
I would be mad.
Like, I mean, why?
How long does sand from the beach stay in your ass crack? How long would cinnamon and sugar stay in your ass crack with chocolate. Like, why are we doing this? What's the sex appeal?
And then the snakes.
Oh, the snakes and the churros. And I would be like, how am I supposed to connect with anyone while this guy is giving me a back scrub with the sugar on my back?
And a literal snake.
Like while I'm laying face down in cinnamon sugar.
Yeah. Like, that is so crazy.
It's going to be an O.
They can't come up with something like more physical, like more like, you know, relay racy or something. Like something has to be more. Where are the creatives here? I don't get it.
It's, yeah.
Either going horseback riding on a beach or you're drenching yourself in some sort of condiment. Yeah. Like it's one or the other.
I'd be like, can you just send me on a date that has peanut sauce? I really like peanut sauce, and I want to lick that off of somebody, and then
give me, I have a fantasy. Like a-
But that was so. This was James's first date on the show. He'd never been on a one-on-one before, and I don't really see it between them. I mean, Anna was like, "Oh my god, I have butterflies after they kiss." It's like, yeah, because you've been locked in a room for a month. Human contact is going to be great right
also,
now.
Also, James is way more interesting than I even remembered. He's got this like international background. Like, and it's just so, it's what was interesting. He's like, yeah, I grew up in London, moved to New York, whatever. He gives this whole like interesting thing. And he's like, and now I'm living in San Diego. And it's like, is the draw of Bachelor Embassy in San Diego that strong for someone like that?
Yeah. Do they get a tax break or something?
Well, now they all want to move there. Now I'm like talking to all these people and they're like, I'm thinking about moving. I want to move to San Diego. I'm like, no, you want to move to San Diego just because all the Bachelor people are moving to San Diego and you want to be a part of it. You don't actually want to live in San Diego.
What do they do for work there? Like, is it just them TikToking? Like what? Because he says he says he's living in La Jolla now. I've been to La Jolla. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah,
but it's
I've never been to La Jolla, but that's where Grace and Frankie takes place, so okay. I'm familiar.
So you understand.
I mean,
and it's very wealthy.
I mean, that's where Hannah and Dylan live. They live in La Jolla, and it's like beautiful and rich.
But Dylan also comes for money, so he's going to be okay. Like, what are the rest of these people doing? Like, what's the
I don't know. What's
the draw? What's the industry? Like, are they? I don't understand.
Probably a lot of them come from money, I would assume.
I think that, but I think they ended up just like casting a few people from there and then everybody just started hanging out there. And now everybody wants to live in San Diego. Like everybody that I've spoken to, Kyle Howard, I was talking to him when we were together a few weeks ago and he was like, yeah, I'm thinking about moving to California. I was like, oh, dope. Where? Like LA? Or he's like, no, San Diego. I'm like, you just want to move there because all the other guys.
Everyone from summer camp is moving to summer camp.
FOMO.
Everyone from summer
camp. Brendan, Toronto.
Everyone from summer camp is moving
Diego.
To the small town where the summer camp is located.
It's like you don't. I don't get the. I mean, San Diego is beautiful, but it is slow. People go there to retire. But
that's my whole point is like, you know, LA, I can understand because the film industry is there. TV, commercials, whatever.
Yes.
New York, finance, also entertainment. Nashville, music. You know, Miami can even have modeling. But like, what San Diego, what's the long game? I guess, I mean, that might be the dumbest question I've ever asked in my entire life, like asking what a Bachelor contestant's long game is, but I don't know.
Because that's where everybody's congregating, so everybody wants to move there and be a part of this, like, Katie Thurston just moved there.
I guess in this, this is, again, like, I guess in this world, you can be a social media influencer from anywhere. And there you can trade off followers and opportunities with each other, so I guess that's the case, but
that's it, I think.
I guess.
There's a show in this. There's an actual reality show in this.
I'm sure they're all
thing.
Thinking the same exact thing.
They've all pitched it. Yeah.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so then McKenna, God bless her, joins the beach. I did feel very bad for her. That's a shitty card to be dealt, having to like come on the beach when everybody else is like, we're literally packing to leave. Like,
right.
It would be so shitty. They couldn't have picked a worse person, a person less equipped to handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so fragile.
I just want to like bubble wrap her.
She was young when she was on Peter's season. She's 20. She's like, I was on Peter's season. And I was like, oh my God, she's 24. It felt like she was on the show 17 years ago.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Wasn't she the one that was like moving her like jaw a lot and everyone assumed was on Adderall or something?
She'd always like make crazy faces or licking her lips or something. Like, she was more than Anna. Like, yeah, Anna makes crazy faces, but McKenna was the one who makes the
she's the one who, when she was cast on Pilot Pete's season, I like Googled her and she had a blog from when she was in high school.
I remember this.
About the thing she, and like her number one goal was to be on The Bachelor someday.
Imagine.
Dreams come true.
I remember I wrote a whole thing about her being a 22-year-old fashion blogger from like from Western
Winnipeg.
Canada. Yeah, from Winnipeg. And it was like, yeah, that's what she is. Like, yeah, she's making billions as a fashion, writing about the Winnipeg Fashion Week.
how to turn your caribou hides into culottes.
And listen, in her defense, you have to write something as your job. It can't be like, yeah, I graduate, I want to go on The Bachelor. That can't be your job. So I understand what the attempt.
Not everybody can be 40-year-old. Like Kenny.
Boy band manager, yeah.
Boy band managers.
No, they list him on Bachelor in Paradise. They list his job as 40-year-old. That's it.
I love it.
Yeah, isn't like fucked up.
McKenna's life is more fun than what Kenny's is, I'd imagine, but.
But that was, you know, ask all these guys to go chat and then get rejected by everyone. And then Aaron says yes.
He goes, no, maybe, but come on.
He said, yeah, let's go talk. I felt like he was saying it like, yeah, let's go talk. Like, he's bad at talking.
I didn't see it as like a yes, I want to go.
No.
I guess it is interesting the way everyone broke down him saying, yes, let's go talk. But then you go, and then he breaks up, he says no at the beach, but it's like, I can understand where he's like, I don't want to say no to this person in front of everybody.
Yeah, I 100% think that.
Yeah.
He didn't want to reject her.
Yeah.
But I'm confused as to why he did reject her. Because it's not like he was being loyal to Chelsea.
I think he wasn't into her. I think he was already planning on the Tia move.
Maybe.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I think he was like, you know, I'm assessing what I want to be, where I want to go here. And, you know, we talked. I mean, he could not like her, you know, like just because she likes him doesn't mean he has to like her. And I, if anything, it proves Aaron to be more honest because he's like, I'm going to opt out of screen time. When you say no to a date, you're saying no to more than just the date. You're saying no to like followers.
The prospect. And the prospect of like furthering the
meeting someone new.
It's literally like, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I also felt like all of them standing around and watching her cry on the beach, but nobody going to say anything was insane.
Except for Ed.
It was very much like this girl doesn't go to our high school, so we don't really have to do anything for her. Like, it's
yeah, like
on the outside.
No, but yeah, they're like, oh, that poor freshman.
Not
is
my
crying.
Problem.
Yeah. Well, then Ed goes over and like, I'm an Ed
like
fan.
A, like
I
a
like
dog
Ed.
To a like a falcon to a wounded pigeon.
And then he has to beg her to go on the date. Like, and I gotta say, like, this is kind of even going into the date. McKenna couldn't just fake it. She couldn't just like have a good time. She was such a dick, and he kept having. And Ed was such a nice guy about it. Like, he was literally coaching her up, being like, "Hey, aren't we having fun? Isn't this better than you thought it would be?" Like, he's legitimately doing everything in his power.
I agree. I thought it was very sweet. And even when she was like, "You're 37," and he was like, "Kenny's fucking 40."
Yeah,
I thought that was funny.
So he was like, "Let's not
chill, dude."
Also, it was really like funny because every time he talked about and like gave her compliments, he was like, "You just seem so positive and you're a good person." I was like, positive? Everything that has come out of her mouth has been like, "This was the worst day. I didn't want to show up like this. I can't believe I was rejected." Like everything was negative coming out of her mouth.
She couldn't have been more 24 years old. Yeah. Like in that whole date, it's just like the world isn't going exactly as I planned. How could this be?
I feel like towards the end, she like started to warm up to him.
Yeah, because Ed's sitting there being like, "Are you happy? Are you enjoying? What can I do to make you?"
Begging.
Literally just like giving her doses of like happiness, and it's like
serotonin.
Yeah, just like she's like, "You know what, this wasn't half bad. Oh, a guy who's just adoring you wasn't on rollerblades, like come on." She's got her head.
Yeah,
like if I was on a date with someone where their head is on their hand like they're the thinker statue, I'd be like, "Are you, what's going on?"
Do you know what the vibe was? It was Kristen Stewart on a date that she didn't want to be on. That is what it felt like.
Yeah.
Like it was just a lot of like sighing and breathing through her like pursed lips.
Kristen Stewart on a date with a man when she really wanted it to be a woman.
Facts.
Kristen Stewart and her entire relationship to Robert Pattinson.
There it is. There it is.
There it is.
What a think tank. We got there. And then back at the beach, a random witch doctor shows up.
S.O.S.
Like, and, I mean, what the fuck was that? And Thomas loved the witch. I was like, Thomas, more than anyone, was like, "This is amazing. This is the most beautiful." And was like, "I wasn't expecting that. Who knew?"
No, I wasn't expecting Thomas to be a witch doctor fan. But
meanwhile, I was like, don't listen to the fucking witch. Demi sent that witch to cast a fucking spell on you, Kenny and Mari.
Facts.
But it seemed to help
the priestess. The priestess asked more questions than any host has asked.
Yo.
Like the priestess got more out of them than Wells got out of Ivan. Like it was like crazy.
Yeah. I feel bad for, you know, another person on the beach, Natasha, again.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling some type of way because Ed goes on this date and like begs for
and everyone's like, "Oh, I love that. That is so sweet." Serena's like, "Oh, my God, I love that." And she was like, Do you love that, Serena?
It is.
And if I was Natasha, like, girl. Just,
but that's like the third time they've done that in front of Natasha.
I know.
Like, it's like the third time that someone's like burn Natasha, and they're like, "Give it up for them, big applause."
I know. Yeah,
but
that was.
I mean, I will refute the Natasha's like, "I got played," and it's like, well, you didn't get played. Like this isn't the nature of the game. It's just late in the game for this to happen. You got played before, which led to you being in this position that kind of sucks. Like, it's still Brendan's fault at this point in the game.
It is still Brendan's fault, low key. But,
yeah.
Like, with the Natasha being sick and stuff, I'm like, why don't you just go if I was her? I would be like, I just don't want to be here.
At that point, I'd be like, it's over.
Is there any worse place to be sick than at a beach hostel with no AC.
Ugh. Sounds terrible.
Prom.
Well, first we have, before prom, we have Noah and Abigail cuddling, and he tells her he's falling in love with her, and she just doesn't respond.
What did you guys think of that? Like, I mean, she does say, so, like, Noah, I have my opinions on this. I thought the way this played out, I'm like, I thought it was a bad look for Abigail. For her to, because Noah basically says, I'm falling for you. Abigail says nothing. And then they go to the prom, and Abigail has a interview with the camera. She's like, I didn't really process it. He said it so quick. And
she was like, I don't know. I didn't know if he like meant to say it, she said. So
which
I didn't know.
I
think
it was a little bit of a cop out. Like,
I agree.
And then it's like, and then Noah, like later in the night, kind of takes it back, and it's like, and then she calls him a liar, and it's like, listen, I mean, I can't to call him a liar. I think is just like very extreme.
Yeah, that's extreme.
I mean,
it's like,
I don't know. I was kind of on her side for this because I thought it was, that's fucking insane to be like, I love you, and then the next day he's like, I don't think you're my person, and I don't want to be with you. I would be like, what the fuck? Like, you literally said yesterday. Why? Because I didn't say it right back. You suddenly don't feel that way anymore. That's fucking crazy to me.
The only reason I take his side in that is like, to me, like, I mean, obviously, my love for someone is kind of on a bit of a spectrum. It's not just on and off. Like, it did feel like Noah was like trying to like use emotion to get emotion out of her, and that is the more blamable like thing where she could be like, you brought me to love and now I love you and now you're backing out. But it's like, to me, like him like saying like, hey, like you, this is your reaction to me has turned me off, I think is a possibility and not a lie.
I don't think they have chemistry. Like, I didn't think they were a good couple. It felt very like head cheerleader and quarterback at the end of literal prom. Being like, well, I'm going
you're
to SUNY
right.
Oswego, so, and you're still a junior. Like, it felt like odd, but.
In the same vein, you're right, because it's like that couple that everyone can just like be like, okay, they're done. Like, it doesn't. Them being together, like everyone cheers for it because it has nothing to do with anyone else. You know, like no one, it doesn't really affect anyone. And everyone's just like, good, you guys are done. Let me put you onto the shelf. You're organized in my mind as a couple. Even them getting like most likely to succeed afterwards, like they're like
class
rolling their
couple.
Eyes at it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
I can't decide whose side I'm on, honestly. I feel like I can see where Abigail's coming from because, yeah, he kind of snatched it back from her. It's sort of like, you know, when you're, well, I guess you guys don't know, but, you know, if you get catcalled on the street, like I'll get catcalled, they'd be like, hey, beautiful. And then I don't respond after three. And they're like, well, fuck you, ugly. And I'm like, all right, well, because I didn't, you know, respond. Well, but at the same time, it's also like, he's probably hurt.
How long does an I love you stay out there before the I love you pisses you off?
But I don't know. I feel like it could be like, I don't know. It felt weird. I don't want to say like he should just fucking deal with it and wait if he actually loves her.
It's been like 24 hours.
That's the thing. Because she was like, I'm going to tell him I feel the same way tonight.
See, I don't think he loved her. I think he was saying that because he couldn't get anything out of her. He was trying to, like, you know, juice a stone here. And listen, I hate taking sides. I say Team Noah, but I'm just like, I thought calling him a liar was extreme. That was my big response to that.
Well, I think she like had gotten there and was like, all right, I'm gonna tell him I love him. So that was her mindset, and then he did that. So I think like if it had happened the day before, it would have been different. But and then we have Tia being so dramatic about being single. Like, I'm like, bitch, I've been to like literally 29 weddings by myself. Okay, you're fine. You get a drink, sit down, take a load off. Like,
also, Tia's like, I was in like Vegas
with like four couples, and I was the only single one, and I was pissed.
I mean, story of my life.
See, to me, Tia's the most eligible bachelorette coming off of this thing. Like,
I agree.
So, like, I'm like, Tia, you're gonna be okay.
That's why, because I'm like, you're hot, and like, everyone, like, you're gonna find someone. Calm down.
She's gonna marry some FedEx exec in Tennessee, and then be off at some mansion.
I just can't stop staring at Tia's eyelashes. They look heavy.
They do. Really? They do look heavy. I'm sure they are heavy, but she always has those, so I'm sure she's used to it. But then Aaron interrupting Chelsea and Tia talking, he interrupts and then says, "Tia, can I talk to you for a minute?"
Oh, I didn't know that was
weird. Yeah.
Yeah. He did that on purpose. I think the second Chelsea hooked up with Ivan, in his head, she was dead to him, because remember when Tammy did it?
Love and war.
When Tammy did it, he was like, fuck this, I'm not dealing with you, like, you're trash. And then Chelsea did it, he still needed the rose, but I think in his head he was like, this is done, this is not a thing.
Well, that is something we can't forget. Like, in Aaron's defense, like, Chelsea did make out with Ivan. Like, it's not like she goes, yeah. Well, the whole who pulled who became the debate, but they still made out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay.
And then they, like, I just didn't see Aaron and Tia, like, becoming a.
I did not see that happening either. That was a curveball, if I'm being very honest.
She also did say it was like, a hot makeout.
That's such a hot girl thing, like crying at prom and then someone is like, come here, I want to talk to you. I have this boutonniere I've been waiting to give you. I've always had a crush on you, but I was too afraid. And since we're graduating, that was so nuts to me. I think I wasn't expecting that. Joe and Serena winning prom king and queen was the worst part for me.
I mean, that tells you everything about the couples. I think that they're the ones that are going to, I actually, Joe and Serena, like, they're going to make it. Like, I doubted them the whole time, but like,
although did you watch the preview for next week?
I watched the preview, but I'll stay in this week for now. I just, the idea that the whole beach voted for them says something to me. Like, they didn't vote for Marissa and Riley.
Says a lot.
You know? So, but fair. Here's another thing about the prom that I just want to mention. This is how good everyone's body is on the beach, that they just dropped off a bunch of 80s clothes and everyone looked great.
Oh, I was thinking that same exact thing.
No, they were definitely fit. They were definitely fit for those, because I was thinking that same thing and I'm like, how are they all fitting in these tuxedos perfectly?
It's like in Austin Powers where they beat up the two security guards and they fit perfectly into their like their outfits.
Right. I was like, it would take me forever to find a dress that went over my hips and didn't
tell
look
me about it, girl.
And then all of a sudden, Becca's like, this dress is just really tight. I was like, weird, because it fits you like perfectly.
Yeah. Is there like a 44 wide jacket? Like, they all had coats that fit right away. I was like, I would look like I was I'd be in the biggest thing where I would look like I was just like a kid in my dad's suit.
Ed grabbing the Dumb and Dumber suit though sent me to the moon. The orange, I was like, of course Ed's the one that's wearing that. That makes sense.
All right, let's get into weekly categories, because we still have a heavy K's weekend coming up.
Yeah, we have a lot for K's weekend.
We have a lot to cover.
Let's speed through this because we got to get to K's weekend.
All right. Would you rather be the only one at prom with no date, or have your date ditch you at prom?
My date did ditch me at prom, and it wasn't that bad, so I'll take that.
I think rather the ditching, because you go to no date, you're like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, and there's more anxiety attached to that.
The ditching, at least.
The ditching you don't know is going to happen.
It's like a Band-Aid getting ripped off. Yeah.
True.
Would you rather be Anna's therapist or get a pity date?
I think the pity date.
I'm taking the pity date.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't need to talk to Anna about anything or hear about her problems.
Yeah.
Fair.
Hear her dress up her ruining someone's life. As I was just meanie.
Mean girl.
The therapist is like, I actually watched the show.
Right.
Sorry, keep going.
Beg someone to go on a first date with you or go on a first date with someone you've been hooking up with for a year.
Definitely the someone I've been hooking up with for a year.
But you know, so you're sitting on a date with someone you've known has had the opportunity to ask you for a year and they just didn't.
At least like I get the date out of it and then I never have to see him again if whatever. After that's if the fair. Other one I wasted way too much time.
The hookup one, yeah, I'm like it, in my head it's like, oh, maybe we're becoming something more. It's exciting.
There's a lot of people listening going, I've been there.
Yeah, I'm right.
okay, Paradise predictions. I'm going to go with Serena and Joe, too. I said Marissa and Riley, but I've changed my mind.
Yeah, I think it's Serena and Joe. It's weird.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page.
Joe's just, you can tell he's just like, needs a relationship.
Yeah.
Needs.
Okay, cringiest moment. I said Abigail not responding when Noah said he loved her.
I think Ivan getting sent home for not keeping it in his pants.
That was good, too.
That was good. Nobody apologizing to Aaron.
Yeah.
No one.
Not one person.
They're like, and what?
Okay, Kay.
Wow.
The time has come.
Kay, you spent a weekend at Governor's Ball.
Yes.
Now, can you explain Governor's Ball to the whole country? Because I think it is a very New York festival. It feels like a festival that's like the CBD of festivals. Like it it feels like it's a festival for a first timer. Like it doesn't feel like a real festival.
Well, that's great that you said that because it was actually the first festival I had ever gone to.
Okay.
Was Gov Ball, and that was in 2015, but I've gone every year since. But it is definitely a good first timer festival, but like they have you know, really big artists. It was like headlined with ASAP Rocky, Billie Eilish. Like, it was a good lineup.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to the real nitty gritty here. What was it like running into people that we've dragged to absolute filth?
So,
did anyone have issue?
No. Okay. So if you guys didn't know, so I went to Gov Ball and all the Bachelor people were there, and I was getting a lot of messages being like, is Gov Ball the new Stagecoach? and somebody even said, they were like, I think the New York Bachelor group are like the elite, or like the elite Bachelor
posse,
like over the San Diego one, whatever. But I did run into, there was a few people that, a few as in two people, ran into Greg, which we hung And by run into, like, we've been together all day.
Kay took pictures with Greg Grippo and Piper. Kay sent me pictures of her with... I know. I'm like, how? Kay, in what way? If I see these people, I fucking hide behind a tree. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, last thing in the world is I want is to have that conversation.
What was Greg like? Was he all sensitive and cryy?
No, yeah, to be honest, he was very nice.
Kay's like, to be honest, he was very nice, great in bed.
But kind of, but a little bit of a dud. And I don't know if it's just because of, like, it was his first time at a festival or you know, maybe he was tired or maybe it was just me.
He was also probably fucking high. Like, if somebody met me at a festival, they would be like, he was acting crazy. And it's like, yeah, he was fucking high as shit or something like that.
Well, this has been the report on him. People have met him out and said that he's not actually very approachable. And even Katie says, you're not giving me anything. You know, so maybe he's just, you know, not a lot of personality there.
Yeah, there's not a lot of personality there. And I even said to him at one point, I was like, hey, we're going up. Him and I were going up to get a drink with his other friend. And I was like, can I get you a drink? And he was like, no, don't worry about it. And I was like, I feel like I owe you like 5 or 10. And he goes, well, yeah.
Wow.
Yikes.
I think when you have hair like his, you don't need a personality. I think like you just get to like stroke your hair back, your bangs back, and you're just fine, and people just let you off the hook.
But that was the only like comment that had been made, and I initiated that comment. Then the next day I saw Piper, and I'm
really
gonna be honest, that one was scary. I was nervous. We were walking up because I, at that point, the first day we had hung out, I was like me and like Noah, Pete, and like saw the girls there too, like Chelsea and Abigail and all of them. And it was, and so we planned on meeting up the next day. Like we were the group now. And so we were going up to meet up with them. And as me and my friend Laura were walking up, I see Piper, I go, fuck. And I was like, I'm really unsure if this is a good move or not. And nothing was said. I don't even know if she knows.
I'm sure if you're dragged by every single Bachelor account on Instagram,
yeah.
I'm sure she's just like, it was a sea of, we were just a fish in the pond.
Totally.
Well, I definitely don't. She never said anything, and she was super nice and cool. She was very nice. Obviously, I didn't say anything like, hey, did you see that tweet I said about you?
Did you ask her how it's going with her marketing degree?
Masters.
She did talk about her master's, because my friend Laura, who I was with, is also in grad school. And Piper was like, oh, yeah, so am I, blah, blah, blah. But there was one point where we were talking and I forget what it was like, how it came up. But she was like, yeah, well, my boyfriend lives in Boston. And she said her boyfriend, as if like, I didn't, like, you can say his name.
Interesting.
Like, I know his name.
So they are still together.
I mean, that's what I'm assuming. But they never said that they like, there's been reports of like them taking it day by day and whatnot. So.
Yeah, she's playing the marketing game. She can't be seen with evil Brendan.
Yeah.
Then people will realize that she was more a part of it than she wants to admit.
Right. So she was, honestly, she was really nice. Everybody seemed to like her in the group. That's why they were hanging out with her.
I'm looking at your pictures right now, and I'm looking 3 into your grid.
Oh, boy.
And looking at 3 days ago, it is captioned girls only. You took 3 different group pictures with the same group. Picture 2. Picture 4,
I'm looking at it too.
And picture 5.
Same group. I think I'm at the FBI.
Same group, same outfits, different background. What created these? What was the talk? We were like, let's get a picture. What makes you get these 3 pictures? Same group, same outfit.
Kay goes into a day knowing exactly what picture she wants. I've been places with Kay. That's okay. Remarkable.
I do.
Where you would think Kay is constantly taking pictures, but she actually scouts the location beforehand, goes into it and knows like the picture will be taken at 4:30 when the sun is in this lunar phase.
Listen,
at
beautiful
this time,
lighting here.
No, it's, Chris knows. That is exactly what I do. Everybody's like, hey, do you want me to take a picture of you here? Do you want me to take a picture of you here? I'm like, no, I know where I want my picture.
I know where they're coming from. Okay. This
I know. This I know where I want my picture. And I don't want all these different random pictures of me places that I know is not going to look good. I have the idea in mind and this is what I want. And so that's when I'll ask for the picture.
I gotta and say, now that I'm seeing, now that this is being revealed, you're right. These are this is talent showing through.
Yeah.
Because there's a fun picture. You're giving a wink in the first one, and then the next one is more serious. K in the group picture.
Yeah.
It's a less like wild, and the last one glasses K.
Yeah.
So this all makes sense.
I knew, and I had a friend. So when we were like out at the one with the glasses in front of the Gov Ball stage, we were all like they were all getting like solo pics, and I was taking all their solo pics for them. And then they were like, let's get a group picture. And so we snagged that. But then I have my friend is a photographer who does all like the Gov Ball photos and stuff. And he was like, he wanted to meet up. And so he took pictures of like my friend Laura and I. That's why we have these like sick pictures in front of that Statue of Liberty.
That's what I was wondering. Those. That was my next question. Who is taking that?
He's a photographer. Okay. Yeah.
So this makes like, sense.
He has like the Gov Ball photographer, like all the professional photos they use and they use of his. And he was with us for these two group pictures. The one like of all of us together, They're both at night.
Was
the night
group,
pictures.
Was
he
the
took
group
them both.
Getting approached constantly by people?
A lot. Yeah. Oh my God. Every other second, somebody was like, oh my God, Chelsea. And like, as if they were literally A-list celebrities. Yeah.
Chelsea is so striking that
it's unbelievable. She looks incredible.
She's a model. Like, you know,
literally.
Yeah. Listen, what was the most memorable part of the weekend? Was there anything specific from Gov Ball that the people listening to this podcast need to know?
Honestly, when we were, Megan Thee Stallion was incredible. And like the whole group was there for Megan Thee Stallion and Serena. So Serena, is it C? yes. Serena Z, she is actually the most fun ever and knew every single fucking lyric to every single song of like Megan Thee Stallion. She was amazing. I also saw Nick Viall and his girlfriend Natalie.
Oh, is Nick Viall's big birthday this week? I don't know. Is there anything sadder than someone wishing themselves a happy birthday on Instagram at 40 years old?
Like, and it's not even a picture of himself.
It's of his girlfriend in bed.
Yeah.
Like, who? I can't believe that people are buying this shit from him. I can't believe I'm the only one sitting here being like, nobody's sitting here being like, what?
You're not guys? The only one. Okay. I feel that, yeah, no, there's a lot of people on Instagram that I'm like, how is the world buying this, Chrissy Teigen? I don't. Like it's unreal.
I was also with fucking Natasha and Victoria Fuller, which I ended up getting them their tickets.
Oh, that's ironic. Did you ask Victoria F to unblock Bachelor on Instagram?
How was Natasha?
So nice, so sweet. We met up and we hung out like a few times, but I think she wasn't around for the second day for like all those pictures, for obvious reasons, I'm assuming.
Oh, Piper.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
so you think they still have beef, her and Piper?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I had another.
I mean,
friend.
I have no idea for sure, but that's what I'm going to assume.
Based on how the groups kind of split up.
Yeah.
I had another friend that was at Gov Ball with that group as well, who texted me that he was there standing between Natasha and Piper, and it was incredibly awkward because they weren't speaking and there was a lot of tension.
Yeah, we were all at Megan Thee Stallion, so it was like there were two different groups. It was like Nick Viall, his girlfriend Natalie, Victoria F, and Natasha and Bree Springs.
Oh, so pretty.
And then who was... So she was on Matt James season, Bree Springs, B-R-I.
You'll remember her.
I'm looking.
She was like the really hot one with the really young mom.
Oh, yes. So that kind of like separates by age a little bit, because Natasha's in her 30s. Nick Viall's 52. Brie was a little bit older, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So is it a little bit age of a split?
Maybe, yeah. And then it was like Piper was only there for one day, and then it was like Abigail, Chelsea, whoever else. Like, I can't remember.
Like the upperclassmen and the lowerclassmen.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that kind of divvied everything up a little bit. And so then there was like our group, and then there were the guys, and then there were a lot of guys. So it was like Noah, Riley, Ivan, Damar.
Of the guys, who's the best hang?
Damar is like fave. And also Noah, I think I would die for him. He was so much fun. Noah is really, really fun. Damar's the best. I'd hung out with him before. Ivan said this was hilarious because me and my friend Laura were in Gumball. And on our way out, Ivan was like, "So you guys like in relationships?" And Laura and I were like, "No." And he's like, "Yeah, I'm not surprised." It's like under his breath. What? I was like, okay, well.
Well, we got him back this episode. You?
Yeah.
On that note, who gets your rose for the week? I said the bellboy that Ivan paid to tell him where Alexa's room was.
I said the producer's iPhone that had no for Ivan to find out the room.
I had the cover band. They were fantastic.
That guy could sing.
I think they should be a staple on every season of The Bachelor and Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise. Like they should be brought back, like that photographer guy they keep bringing back to like do the wedding pictures. Yeah. They should be a staple on the show. All right.
We did it. All right. So next week is the finale. So make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You guys haven't subscribed to our newsletter, The Bachelor Breakdown. You can do that at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And then you can follow me at K York City.
And me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Free.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Betches.